Today, we'll talk about how to add extra magic to your Disney World trip. That's coming up on this episode 13 of WDW Prep to Go. Hello and welcome to WDW Prep to Go, where we talk strategy and ideas for people planning their Disney World trips. I am your host, Shannon Albert, the creator of WDWPrepSchool.com. You can find me there a couple of times a week with new posts in addition to the podcast, which goes up every week on Sunday morning usually. And you can find me all over social media, Twitter, Pinterest, the Facebook page, and Instagram. Thank you for being here. I appreciate it so much. Before we dive into today's topic, which is so fun about adding extra magic to your trip, I wanted to take 1 minute to remind you that if you are an iTunes user, to please take a second to go and leave a review and or a rating. I guess you have to do a rating if you do a review, but you can do a rating without a review if you would like. And just leave that. It's really helpful. It helps to kind of, there's a lot of Disney World podcasts, and the ratings really help to kind of filter through. When people search for Disney World, this podcast comes up to the at the top of the list with the better ratings that it has, more ratings and better ratings. Obviously, if it has 1,000 one-star ratings, that's no good. But hopefully you have positive things to say, like this person who is going to be the review of the day. And their username is Baloney, which scared me at first. I thought, oh no, but they have very nice things to say. The subject of this review says, best Disney World podcast. And those are some, that is a very nice compliment considering there are some awesome ones out there that I personally love myself, and they've been around for years. So thank you for the compliment. But the actual review says, we're planning a trip in January, and I have binge listened to many Disney podcasts. WDW Prep to Go is my favorite by far. The host is pleasant. Thank you. Informed and covers nearly everything you would need to know to prepare for a trip. There's a definite family travel perspective, which I appreciate as a dad. Very practical stuff and a must for anyone planning to visit Disney World. So thank you, Baloney, for that. That is very, very nice. And just as a side note, one of the objectives I had for creating the podcast was to draw in more men, because the website is heavily female, although there is a certain contingent of men. I personally feel most comfortable in a mixed group of people, and I really like the idea that more men are being drawn in as a result of the podcast, because it seems that more men really like podcasting as a medium. So I really like that, and I appreciate that review from a dad. So if you would like to leave a review, the easiest way to do that is to go to wdwprepschool.com/iTunes. It'll take you right there. Or, of course, you can go through the iTunes app itself. So let's dive into today's topic, which is about adding extra magic to your Disney World trip. And in my six-step planning process, the first step is picking your dates, and then it moves on to picking your hotel and making your plans for your days and all that. But the very last step, the sixth step, is to add extra magic to your trip. And this is where the creativity comes in. It's certainly optional, because, you know, a Disney World trip in itself is nice enough. But the sixth step of adding extra magic allows you to be creative. And it doesn't have to be expensive, although it could. But it does allow you to be creative and add special touches that your family will always remember. And so that's what we're going to talk about today. And this is something, this is sort of probably the category that I feel the most passionate about, because my son often says, people always seem to think that it's up to Disney to make magic, but you can do it for yourself too. And I couldn't agree more, because although Disney definitely provides magical moments, and I have at least one per trip that happens with our family, you can do it yourself and add them for your own family or for other visitors to Disney World. So let's go through some of my ideas. And if you have additional ideas, please feel free to leave a comment on the site. And I always leave the link at the end of the episode for how you get right to this podcast episode on the website. And you can participate in the comment section there. So My first idea for adding extra magic is to hand out random things to fellow guests in the parks. And the reason that I had this idea is that someone did this for us. And I was just so moved by it that somebody would walk up to our family and hand us something that I thought, I want other people to have that feeling because of me. And so what I most often do is I collect glow sticks and I will take them on trips. And then if you are, for instance, seated waiting for a parade to start, it's fun to kind of just walk along the route and hand out glow sticks to kids. They don't cost very much. I get mine at the Dollar Tree. But it's a really nice touch because a lot of the kids at the parades will see the glow toys for sale all around them, and they're very expensive. And so a lot of parents will opt out of them because it just doesn't seem worth it. But you can bring your inexpensive glow sticks from home and hand them out to kids along the parade route. Another thing that is, this is going away, but it's always fun to hand out fast passes. And this is one of the downsides for me of the new FastPass Plus system is that I won't have that paper FastPass ticket. And I never intentionally got fast passes in order to hand them out, but I definitely made sure if I wasn't going to use a fast pass that I found somebody that would appreciate them and that was in line and hand it to them. And you can save them, you know, an hour wait or something. And so that's another way to kind of have fun. You know, I often recommend having little party size bottles of bubbles to keep kids busy in line. You can give those out to other families that are maybe struggling to keep little ones busy, or at the very least blow the bubbles their way, because a lot of times their kids will be distracted and want to pop the bubbles, but you could give them little bottles of bubbles as well. Stickers, you know, just all kinds of things. But just think of nice things that you can do for other people. It doesn't have to cost a lot, but it can often end up meaning a lot to them. So that's my first idea. Second idea is to play Tinkerbell. And the concept of Tinkerbell is sort of like Santa Claus, but on vacation during your Disney World trip. And I'm not the person that invented this, but it is something that I do a lot, or I did a lot when my kids were younger. And the reason that I did it was a twofold. One was, I've talked before about my son being very challenging child when he was younger. So it was a thing to provide a few basic rules for our trip and provide a reward if those rules were followed. And so the concept was when you wake up in the morning, there will be a gift here from Tinkerbell if these rules were followed. You don't have to tie rules to it if you don't want to, but for us, that's what we did just to help with the behavior. And I would get gift bags that were just very plain, and on our way to Disney World, like at a layover at the airport or waiting for our flight, we would get out these plain bags and stickers, and then my son would decorate his bag, and then that would become the thing that Tinkerbell left the gifts in during our Disney World trip. And then aside from behavior, another thing that this can do is actually save money on souvenirs, because souvenirs at Disney World are so expensive. But if you bring your own, kids don't tend to ask for them as much. And if you bring your own, you usually pay less. So some ideas for gift ideas that Tinkerbell could leave are water toys. If you have a water park day, you could leave like a bucket and pail, or sunglasses, or, you know, something for the water park. You could bring your own shirts from home. I used to get ones on eBay, not used ones, but new ones on eBay, and they had more interesting look. Like, my daughter really likes cute and vintage clothes, and so I would just search for vintage Disney shirts, and I would get them, and they had a vintage look, although they were new shirts. You could get sunglasses. You could have new pajamas. Target usually has a lot of nice, cute Disney pajamas for kids. You could get Disney gift cards so that they could buy their own souvenirs. It doesn't have to be a lot, maybe only $10, but it allows them to pick something out themselves. If you are doing pressed coins during your trip, then Tinkerbell could bring a pressed coin book that'll give you a place to sort of collect them, as opposed to just putting them on your dresser when you get home. So those are some ideas, and not only can it encourage good behavior, but it adds extra magic and maybe even saves a little money on souvenirs in the end. Number three is that you can try to be a part of special events. You can try to be chosen to be part of special events. And there's this family, they're the Williams family, and I'll provide a link to their website in the show notes, but they've been chosen for seemingly everything, to be grand marshals and parades, to open the parks, to be in the shows, things like that. And they've just done all kinds of things. And there's definitely a stroke of luck that is included in, or that's necessary to be chosen. But there are some things that they recommend doing in order to increase your odds. And those include being in the right place at the right time, which often involves being very early when the cast members are out and looking for people to be part of shows. You often have to be early so they will spot you and have time to get you prepared for whatever it is that you're doing. Having a good attitude and having fun helps. And as part of that, it often helps to have matching shirts. Certainly not a requirement, but when you have matching shirts, that just shows how enthusiastic you are about your trip. And having a child helps. For instance, if you are opening a park, having a child helps because they like to pick families to do that. But I have seen it happen without a child as well. So they do sometimes mix it up and have different demographics. But I'll link off to this. But adding extra magic to your trip can involve, you know, trying to be chosen for these special events. And that'll definitely be a memory that you won't forget. And another one is, this is my fourth suggestion, and that is to be or use a fairy godmailer. Now, the term fairy godmailer is something that I first learned on the Disboards, the message boards at disboards.com. And the concept is that you or someone else mails a postcard before your trip. So let's say that you have a trip planned in June and you go online and you say, I have a trip planned in June. And then somebody who, for instance, is going in April or May will take your address and they will mail you a postcard or your kids and say, they pretend like they are a character and say, look forward to seeing you in June during your trip. So you would, you know, maybe specify that you'd like a postcard from your child's favorite character so that your child gets really excited to get a postcard from Buzz Lightyear saying that they're excited to see them on the trip. You can also be a fairy godmailer for someone else. So you can either go on disboards.com and do this and find people to send you a postcard and or find people that you can send a postcard to. And, you know, if you know people in your personal life who are going, then you could arrange this on a personal level. But you can certainly use the message boards if you are looking for a way to do this. So anyway, that's really fun. I've done that for lots of people, and it doesn't cost very much to pay for postage and postcard, and just make sure when you go on your trip that you have the addresses saved to your phone or printed out or something so that you can remember to mail that postcard. And nowadays, with everything being digital, it's extra special to get something in the mail. It didn't used to be such a big deal, but nowadays it's extra special to get something like a postcard in the mail, especially when you're anticipating a Disney World trip. So that's really fun. So just to quickly recap the extra magic ideas that I have, the first one is to give random things to people at Disney World. The second is to play Tinkerbell. The third is to try to participate in special events. And the fourth is to be or receive something from a fairy godmailer. I hope that gives you some ideas. And if you have other ideas, I look forward to hearing those as well. So before this episode is wrapped up, I do have a quick tip of the day. And this quick tip of the day is when you're at Magic Kingdom and you're walking down Main Street, a lot of times the actual street itself is just flooded with people. And so my tip is to hop on the sidewalks on Main Street, because a lot of times when the streets are flooded, the sidewalks are not. And they're right there. There's sidewalks on both sides of the street, and you'll get there, you know, they go to the same place, but you will encounter less obstacles on the way. So that is my tip, and hope that is helpful for you. I think that is going to wrap up this episode of WDW Prep to Go. For more information on this show, including the links and things that I mentioned, you can visit wdwprepschool.com/episode13, and that is the number 13. Until next time, I will see you on the site.